everybody, let's clap in front here. Come on.
Praise God. Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you this morning. Thank you, God, for our life, health, and our strength. Father God, I repent this morning for ever having taken for granted life, health, and strength. I want to thank you this morning for having a mind, a right mind, a mind stayed on you. And God, this is a real challenge for me in the name of Jesus. This is a real challenge for me because I remember, and thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing back to my remembrance, years ago when I had lost my mind, after I lost all those millions of dollars and went crazy, I lost my mind. But you, God, in your infinite mercy, gave me a new mind. And not only did you give me a new mind, but you gave me a great mind because you gave me the mind of Christ. And Father God, I want to pray this morning. Any person in the body of Christ that has had their mind taken captive by the enemy. Lord God, that you would restore their mind. You would restore their memory. You would even restore a place in their heart and fulfill the destiny that you placed in their heart. I know you can do it. I've seen you do it. I want to pray this morning for people that have dementia and any kind of malady in their brain. I thank you, God. Dissolve brain tumors. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you. Heal this morning, just like you told me you would. Bring restoration in the minds of those people that were educated by you and your Holy Spirit, but the devil unloose, binding spirits on their mind. I thank you, Lord God. Like the great man of God used to say, let my people grow. Like you, God, you said, let my people go, and they were set free. This morning I'm saying, Lord God, let your people grow in you. Let your people grow to understanding of the bigness, like Minister Hill said yesterday, of you. Lord God, these are the things that I pray for. These are the desires of my heart. Let your people grow. Let them grow. And let them grow in you. And I thank you for it this morning. I thank you for it this morning. For the spiritual growth in your people. In Jesus' name, I pray. I'm kind of full this morning. I'm kind of full of the presence of God this morning. And I want you to know, wherever you are, it's going to be all right. You're not alone. But brothers and sisters, there are consequences in Christ. There are consequences for the things that we do when we've been deceived and thinking we're doing it under the banner of God and under the goodness of God. So what you got to do, you just got to make up your mind. You know, you're just going to pay those consequences and move on. Don't get shackled and don't get stuck. Move on. In the name of Jesus, because there is something called restoration and there is something called, well, we'll get into that this morning. But how many of you feel good in your sanctified soul this morning? I do. Can I just get three people to say, I do too, Sister Erica, on the chat room? I do too. I feel good in my sanctified soul this morning. Great. Excuse me. Interesting. But I'm gonna go ahead where I have to go. But you know what? Having gone through what I've been through, it's like the angel, he didn't show up in his full glory. But he showed up to tell me one thing. And the one thing that the angel told me, somebody can post it in the chat room. Maybe three people can post it. The angel said, Erica, call me by name. He said, don't forget Jesus is praying for you. He said, as an intercessor on earth, he's praying for all of you intercessors on earth. That's all he said. And then he kind of disappeared. He said, Jesus is praying for you. He's praying for all of you intercessors on earth. Now, you know where you stand. You know if that relates to you or not. Ain't nobody got to tell you. They shouldn't have to. They should not have to tell you. And after that angel disappeared, the Holy Spirit then put a thought in my mind, but the thought in my mind that the Holy Spirit put was from yesterday. So it goes under that message yesterday about how big God is. Okay, that how big God is was yesterday's message. Then that came from Minister Hill. And then I told you I had the message from yesterday. I have the message from every day that God gives me. So yesterday, the message would have been, the Lord Jesus knows that the enemy would like to devour us as a roaring lion. You got that? The bigness of God. The bigness of God overshadows the fact that the enemy would like to devour us as a roaring lion. And so then the message today is, the Lord Jesus is praying for you. The bigness of God, the Lord Jesus knows that the enemy would like to devour us as a roaring lion. But it doesn't matter. Jesus is praying for us. The bigness of Jesus. Woo! Can you get that? Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man, Creator of the heavens, the earth, and everything that is and there is, and that there will be, is praying for you. He's praying for me. So then I thought, okay, let me look back at this message from yesterday, because it went under the bigness of God and how big God is. And you know what? I remember Jude 24. To him who is able to keep you from falling and present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. So then I added under that, remember Jesus' prayer in John. Now, Jesus' prayer in John says, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. And then again, from another message earlier on, I had already put, Jesus also taught his followers to pray. deliver us from the evil one. This shows us the kind of prayer that Jesus is making for us right now. Right now. You see, in John chapter 17, I want to show you something that the Holy Spirit pointed out to me. In John chapter 17, Jesus prays first. Are you getting this? Put this in the chat room. In John chapter 17, put one. First, Jesus prayed for himself. Then, number two, Jesus prayed for his disciples. And then, number four, what is that? One, two, three. First, Jesus prayed for himself. Then Jesus prayed for his disciples. And number three, then Jesus prayed for all believers. Do you get that? When you break down John chapter 17, Jesus speaks of protecting the disciples by the power of his name. Jesus says in John 17, 12, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. So I want seven people in that chat room to write, Jesus is protecting me and keeping me safe. 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 Excuse me. I went to sleep in my chair last night. And I woke up in my chair cold. Because the air conditioner had kicked on. But I went to sleep praying, sitting in my recliner. This is what I want you to meditate on right now. I want you to think about this. If Jesus kept the disciples safe, won't he keep us safe? If Jesus kept the disciples safe, won't he keep us safe? You see, the disciples were just like us, a mixed bunch, of people, full of both successes and failures. Now, you got to remember, this was at the end of his 3 years with them that he prayed John 17. And even after his 3 years with his disciples, Jesus still had to say, and he still says he has kept them safe. Jesus, still keeping you safe and protecting you. I am a living witness. The scripture says if you drink any poisonous thing, it will not harm you. That poison I was given to drink was to take me out. It made me deathly ill. But through it all, the Lord brought me through it and kept me safe. You see, Jesus said, and he also prayed in that John 17, he was praying for unity. He was praying to his Father and our Father and himself, because what, he is God, he was God, and he always will be. But you see, Jesus was on a mission from our Father. He said, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. Look what Jesus said. Now, I want three people to post this just like I'm saying it. You hear me? Jesus said, I in them, you in me. Jesus said, I in them and you in me. I in them, come on, and you in me. You got to get this. He says, that's the part I want you to write. I in them, you in me. But then he tells you why. He said, I am in them and you are in me, that they may be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Yay! That would be John chapter 17, 22 and 23. It is so. If God is big and God is in Jesus, that makes Jesus big. And Jesus is in you and I. That means we've been made big in Christ Jesus. The reason being is that Jesus wants to bring us to complete unity, to let the world know that God sent him and that God loved him. Even, brothers and sisters, as he loved his son. And that's the same capacity of love that Jesus has in us. But remember perfection? Perfection through the heart that God is talking about is manifest. As we abide in the Father, as we abide in the Son, and as we abide in the Spirit, the Bible says that the unity that is maintained with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, that same manifestation is maintained with each one of us. And anything that attempts to divide or destroy that unity of the Spirit, unity of the flesh, all made subject to the Word of God, anything that divides or attempts to destroy that will answer to God. I say anything that divides or attempts to destroy the unity in the Spirit, the soul, and the body that God is manifesting on this earth right now will be answered by God. Jesus said, I'm in them. You, God, are in me. and you, God, and Jesus are in each and every one of us, that the world may know that God sent Jesus, and that the world may know that Jesus sent us. Hello? Now, I know it's simply going to take the Holy Spirit for you to understand that if you're not manifesting in the Holy, if the Holy Spirit is not being revealed in you from the inside to the outside. But it shouldn't have to. It's the Word of God. I'm so excited. This was the message from yesterday. Somebody post Luke chapter 5. Well, the main part of that message, after you know how big he is, after you understand that he's trying to bring you into his perfection, this is what God said to me through Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, Jesus stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And Jesus entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down. You see that? He sat down. He sat down. That's how confident Jesus was in Christ. I mean, in God. As Christ, the anointed one. He sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, or when he had finished, he said unto Simon Peter, and this was the message God gave me for yesterday, for me. Remember, God speaks to your heart, and whatever this word is that he wants you to get, you will get it. And you're going to hear it more than once. That's the way God does it. When he reinforces what he's about to do in the life of an individual. He said unto Simon, excuse me while I get a little loud here, because this is what he said to me. Launch out into the deep, Erica. Launch out into the deep, Monica. Launch out into the deep, Laura, and let down your nets for a draw, for a catch. God say, launch out into the deep. And I was, as I was meditating on the bigness of God, I launched out yesterday. And after I launched out, I'm telling you, the nets became full and fuller and fuller. God said, launch out into the deep. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, excuses, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. Sound familiar? Lord, if it bid thou me, command me to come. Command me to come. And Jesus said, come. At thy word, Peter said. So it was nothing. It was nothing for him to step out over the boat because God had already put it in his heart when he had told him to launch out into the deep. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships with so much that they began to sink. The Bible says, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, he exposed his own self. Did nobody have to do that for him? He said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. The Bible says in verse 9, for he was astonished, and all that were with him. You see, when God starts blessing, he blesses everyone and everything around the blessed. I hope you're receiving me this morning. Verse 9, for he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes, which they had taken. Look here. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, fear not, fear not. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit fearful when you launch out into the deep. It's going to be a little, you're going to be a little bit apprehensive. When you launch out into the deep, you're going to have to give up your own self and selfish control. When you launch out into the deep, when you launch out into the deep, when you launch out into the deep, your confidence has to be in God. Your trust has to be in God. Your whole self has to be in God. Hallelujah. Because, brothers and sisters, when you launch out into the deep, woo, you're launching out into God. The Bible says, deep calleth unto deep. Deep doesn't call unto shallow. You don't catch, for those of you that fish, there are some waters, fresh water or salt water. You got to either step out in them big fisherman pants, or you got to get on a boat and get out with a big rod able to sustain the fight that's going to be required with some big fish like marlin. But God said, fear not. From henceforth, thou shalt catch men. That's what it's really all about, brothers and sisters. That's what it's really all about. Make no mistake about it. And God says it's time to launch out into the deep. Lay your fear in me. Lay your apprehensions in me. Lay your doubt in me. Lay your unbelief in me. Because what I've called you to do is to catch men and bring them to me. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed Jesus. And it came to pass, when Jesus was in, look here, it says, a certain city The Bible always says a certain man, a certain person, a certain city. That means that that is the place that God has designed to originate growth, spiritual growth. It says, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face, and he besought him, saying, Lord, if thou will, if you will, you can make me clean. The Bible says, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, I will, I will. God is saying to you this morning, launch out into the deep, and I will. Launch out into the deep, and I will. Launch out into the deep, and I will. Be thou clean. Now look at here. In verse 12, the leper said, if you will, you, Jesus, can make me clean. The Bible says, and he, Jesus, put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. I will. Be thou clean. The Bible says, and immediately the leprosy departed from him. The Bible says, and Jesus charged him to tell no man, but to go and show himself to the priest and offer for his cleansing, according as Moses commanded for a testimony. But in verse 15 it says, understand this, because of all of those circumstances that I just spoke to you about coming to pass, so much the more went there a fame abroad of Jesus, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. But look at this. In verse 16, Jesus didn't jump up and say, look what I did. He didn't even tell this man. He told him, the one in Mark chapter 5, go publish it abroad. But he told this man to go and testify. And it says here, the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. But Jesus withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. I said the Bible says that Jesus withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. You see, whenever Jesus finishes one work, the preparation begins for the next one. And then the preparation, when he does that one, the preparation begins for the next one. Verse 17 says, and it came to pass on a certain day, as Jesus was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. Uh-oh, his level. You see, Jesus didn't just teach to the poor. He didn't just teach to those who couldn't, who had comprehension problems. It says, on a certain day, a day that had been designated by God from the foundation of the world, that Jesus was teaching to Pharisees and doctors of the law, which had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. But look what it says here. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Can three people write that for me? And the power of the Lord. And the power of the Lord. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Brothers and sisters, very soon I'm going to teach your gifts. And you're going to know the power of the giver. You're going to know the power of the giver that had already been given to you, that is just put on those gifts to enhance what you already got. That the devil tried to steal it, kill it, and destroy it. But I want to tell you something. The power of the Lord is as big as the Lord is. Oh, Jesus. The power of the Lord is as big as God is in you. It's not any bigger. By that I mean, it's way big. But you can't use what's not in you. The perfection of your heart brings the enlargement of God. The enlargement of God brings a manifestation of the power of God to operate in you, through you, by you, for God himself, earth as it is in heaven. Yay! If you didn't get this, you download this and you listen to it till you get it in your spirit, man. You see, remember when those men brought Jesus? They brought their comrade, their friend, and they couldn't get in, so they went up on the roof. Now that they had faith and confidence and trust in God if they get the man to Jesus. Well, not only did they get him to Jesus, they got him up on the roof, but they didn't have enough confidence to believe that the power of God through Jesus right down under them ministering could come up on the roof. That's okay. So they tore the roof open and put the man down to Jesus, but the power of God was available to heal him on the roof, to heal him on the rooftop, to heal him out there in the street, to heal him. Because when the power of God is present, it is not contained by walls. It ain't contained by no church. See this man? He couldn't receive the power up on the roof. And here's why he couldn't get it on the roof. The Bible says in verse 20, and when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto him, man, your sins are forgiven you. The power was always present. Sin stopped him from getting it on the roof. Brothers and sisters, don't stop the power. It was there, but he couldn't receive it until Jesus forgave him of his sin. Those doubters, unbelievers, half truth, half lie believers, began to reason the religious folk Who is this? They said Jesus was speaking blasphemies. But this is what they said. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Now, in verse 22, this is what they said. Who can forgive sins but God alone? But the Bible said in verse 22, when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? See, Jesus wasn't near them, most probably, to hear them say it, but they said it. And through that gift of perception, remember the Bible says man looks on the outward appearance, but God knows the heart. The Bible says Jesus perceived, Jesus knew a gift of knowing. He knew their thoughts. They thought it. He spoke it and gave them the answer. Is it easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man have power upon earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into your own house. And immediately, before Jesus and everyone that was there, he took up the couch that they had used to bring him down from the roof, where he did not have enough faith, where he did not have enough confidence, where he did not have enough understanding that God had the power, God had the ability to raise him up from the same couch. But you see, his faith rested in getting down through the roof. And glory be to God, God met him where his faith was. And then God took him from where his faith was and elevated him, forgave his sins, which was the holder and the hold back of his faith and his confidence in God's ability to get healed up there on the roof. As a matter of fact, he could have got healed when they got to the building. Because I'm sure it took some time to haul him up some kind of steps. I'm sure they had to go get what was required to get him up to the roof. And then he's still laying there all the time. But God had him in a place where he could not move. God had him in a place where he had to take everything in him. And I imagine he would have been in that couch saying, Lord, what am I going to do if this don't work? Shut up, mind, he should have said. My heart says, these guys took all this effort, all this energy, all their resources to get me here, God. You got to heal me. You got to do it for me. And when they got him down, Jesus addressed his sin issue. And then he healed him. He healed him the very second his heart changed towards God, no longer withstanding God. when he realized he didn't have an if. When he realized that what his friends had done for him, nobody else was going to do that again. When he realized he had to have it. And the Bible says, they were all amazed. And they glorified God. And they were filled with fear. What did they say? The Bible said they were filled with fear. We have seen strange things today. We have seen strange things today. Some of you, you say you're ready. Is your heart ready? You may be ready, but is your heart ready? If you were suffering from depression, your heart ain't ready. If you're suffering from doubt and unbelief, your heart ain't ready. But I'm here to tell you today the good news. The good news. Launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. Because God is getting ready to take you places you've never been before. Places you could never get to without him. Launch out into the deep. Deal with your sin issue. If it's fear, if it's doubt and unbelief, you know that didn't come from God. It comes from the devil. Launch out into the deep. Because like Peter, you're going to have to walk on water spiritually. You're going to have to walk on water, launch out into the deep. When you launch out into the deep, all them other little ships around you, they're going to be filled with, their nets are going to be filled with fish too. But you got to launch out to the deep. You got to get to the point where you say, certainly, Lord, I agree with you. This is what's wrong with me. Fix me. Help me. Fix my heart. They were all amazed and they glorified God. Because the man that didn't have enough belief on the roof, he didn't have enough belief when they were bringing him there. And what belief he had was shattered when he couldn't get in the room. But God had around him the men that brought him. And they had determination in their confidence in God. Certainly, God loves you. Certainly, he brought you this far. It's time to launch out into the deep. It's time to fix your own heart.
I want you to turn to somebody and tell him, I'm going to tell him yes tonight. I'm going to tell him yes. Come on, tell somebody, I'm going to tell him yes. I'm going to ask you a question tonight.
Have you been baptized?
Anybody been baptized in here? Let me see.
I bind up the spirit of lethargy, depression, and apathy. I renounce you in the name of Jesus. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Lethargy. Go! Apathy. Go! In the name of Jesus. I bind you in chains and fetters of iron, covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. I renounce you, your seed, your root, your works, your thoughts, your acts, your deeds. Go! Depression. Loose God's people and let them grow. Go in the name of Jesus. Go out, out, out in the name of Jesus. Go. Lose your stronghold. Go in the name of Jesus. All the way out. Now, Father God, every area that has anybody in bondage, slowing down their faith, their confidence, go! Father God, heal their body. Heal their soul. Heal their heart. In the name of Jesus. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up with your love, God, with your love, with your love. Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up, fill them up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You're falling in love. Fall in love with the right person, the right someone. Hallelujah.
Done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms.